medical gas planning and installation. Medical gas is the backbone of modern hospital. Medical gases are supplied by the system which is known as gas manifold system. When large scale of continuous supply of various gas is needed, the gas cylinder is connected to 2 to 3 connections to one another by a common outlet, and this common outlet is connected to central piping through control panel. So oxygen manifold system and oxygen and nitrous system can be supplied at a time when different cylinders are connected to the central piping. Such installation is called the manifold system, which is very much prevalent in the bigger hospitals like All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, then Christian Medical College, Ludhiana and Vellore. Then it is also very much common in government medical college and hospitals like JJ Group of Hospital in Mumbai. Then BMC run hospital like King Edward Memorial Hospital in Parel area of Mumbai. Because without this manifold, you cannot give the treatment in the complete form. Because although the surgeon may be skillful, beds may be available, and if there is no provision for oxygen supply, the patient will die because of the lack of supportive care, which you don't want, which the hospital don't want. Therefore, these basic things are also included while planning and designing the hospital. Location of medical gas manifold system. They are usually located on the ground floor. Oxygen and anesthetic gases are combustible, that is, their tendency to catch fire is easily. Therefore, they are located away from kitchen, which is the source of fire. Then, handling of the explosive gases is according to Government of India ruling of combustible item. Moreover, whenever the medical gas manifold system is there, its design is also given in the mass miniature form of hospital building, and so that whenever any complication arises, the site can be located and treatment can be given at the defective site, so that the further impact of this medical gas manifold system can be controlled and there will be less loss of human life, less damage of hospital property and less damage in terms of capital of the hospital promoters. When large scale continuous supply of various gases is needed, the oxygen manifold system becomes very important. Here it is able to supply all gases with central piping and different segregation of the gases either into carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide is possible through the control panel. Then planning of hospital engineering department. Whenever the hospital building comes, the hospital can give the treatment, but it is the role of the engineers to develop and make the hospital. Therefore, hospital buildings requires the creative nature and skill of civil engineers which make the hospital building. Then hospital electrical and engineering department, which takes care of the different electrical appliances and electric supply of the hospital, because hospital electrical department not only concerned with the lighting of the hospital and illumination of the hospital, but it also requires the functioning of the different departments like CSSD, which is again power driven, hospital lift, which again depends upon the electric power, hospital operation theatre, which depends upon the proper lighting, hospital ICCU, which depends upon the proper and continuous supply of oxygen for the ventilator, for the suction machine to carry on. All these activities in the major hospitals are grouped under one heading, and this is known as Public Health Engineering Department, which takes care of the health of the individual by renovating and updating the engineering technicality. There are different biomedical engineers working in the hospital for running of the different instruments, which depends upon the skill and technology used by the engineers, like different type of laparoscopic instrument used during surgery, different type of endoscopic instrument used during surgery, like bronchoscope, laryngoscope, laparoscopic surgery required for operation of cholecystectomy, hernia surgery, that is hernioplasty and raphe. Laparoscopic surgery may be required to do the removal of the gallbladder, that is laparoscopic cholecystectomy. Then laparoscopic surgery may be required to do gynecological operation like laparoscopic hysterectomy and tuboplasty, etc. And surgeon can only operate because of the proper inventions, technology and proper continuous check of these instruments, which are friendly to the doctors, and doctors can use the instrument and can use the expertise and skill. Therefore, the skill of the doctor is only fulfilled because of the skill of the biomedical engineering department. Now, then the hospital is also the space to give campus for different type of hospital staffs who work in the hospital. Therefore, the hospital staff may require building for accommodation of the doctors, for accommodation of the medical student, if it is a teaching hospital, for accommodation of the staff like paramedic staff, like nurses, then it may be lab technician, it may be audiologist, cath lab technician, physiotherapist, or it may be the hospital administrative staff, etc. The non-medical staffs are usually the staff who are not concerned with the main clinical service, but their service is very important in running the hospital, and these staff may be hospital billing staff, hospital housekeeping department, hospital public relations department, hospital marketing department, etc. Usually the hospital provides these facilities or infrastructure to the employees who are on permanent basis, who are on the payroll, and it does not provide these type of facilities for the daily workers and the workers who work on the contract basis. Because their loyalty to the hospital is not known, they may leave the job anywhere, anytime, and that is why the hospital do not want to burn their hand by giving provisions of accommodation, which is a very costly issue in order to run the hospital service. Then additional hospital building facilities which are required is the community facilities. One of the community facilities which the hospital requires is the recreation facilities, which can be used by the hospital staff while staying and living in the hospital campus, along with the accommodation, like going for common party like birthday party, marriage celebration, or arranging some pujas like Ganpati festival or Deepavali festival or some get together, etc. So along with these common social facilities or club, there should be provision for books, newspaper stall, there should be provision for fruit and juice stall, there should be provision for canteen and cafeteria, there should be provision for chemist shop, there should be provision for Wi-Fi facilities and broadband internet facilities, etc. Now, whenever the patient come to hospital, they do not come alone. There are a lot of visitors or relatives who also join the patient. None of the hospital permit more than one relative and other relatives where to stay. That is why many hospitals are making dharamsalas or atithi nivas near the main hospital building, so that the relatives who are not sick, who has come with the patient from the far off places like rural area, can stay while patients are being treated. Usually this type of dharamsala is given nearly free of cost or throw away price, so that it does not increases extra burden or cost for the patient while getting treated. Many times the patients are not fit for operation because of the underlying illness, and therefore the patient may themselves land up staying these places till they are declared medically fit and taken up for the surgery. Therefore, this also unnecessary delay the definitive treatment where they can use the Dharamsala and Atithi Nivas. These Dharamsalas and Atithi Nivas is located near the main hospital building so that the patients or the relative can visit the hospital as and when required. Planning of the hospital require proper mechanical and electrical installation of different hospital equipment, hospital plant in the modern hospital so that the hospital is well equipped to take care of different demand which arises while taking care of the patient. It is estimated that the mechanical and electrical installation in the hospital cost to about 40% of the entire hospital breakup cost, of which 20% of the cost alone account for the different medical equipment used in the hospital, which may be diagnostic or therapeutic. The different medical equipment used in the hospital may be CT scan machine, MRI machine, suction machine, ventilator, oxygen supply, or it may be different equipment like laparoscopic machine, endoscopic machine, or boil separators used by the doctor, or different type of equipment or machinery used for applying suction to the patient, or different type of microscope used for performing surgery, etc. The hospital equipment covers a broad range of items necessary for functioning the services of the hospital. Like if you are running the hospital OPD, you cannot expect that always you will use disposable tongue depressor or nasal speculum by ENT surgeon. You will always keep standby autoclave nearby, mostly hot air oven, so that you can decontaminate it every time you use it. And in this way, you can see the patient and also carry out day-to-day activities for the smooth running of ENT OPD. The hospital equipments are classified as physical plant equipment, which may be the hospital equipment related to the supply of oxygen. That is why you will see many hospitals having their own nascent oxygen supply plant, and one of such oxygen plant is existing in JJ group of hospital. Then hospital requires different types of furnitures and appliances, and different types of hospitals furnitures and appliances may be in the form of doctor's chair, patient's stool, then it may be patient cot, it may be IV stand, etc. Then it may be general purpose furnitures like sitting arrangement for the patients and the relative in the ward, in the OPD. Then it may be the general furnitures which is required in the ward of the patient, like cupboard required for storing the item. Then different therapeutic and diagnostic instrument used in OPD or the ward, like eye speculum used to examine the eye, decimal lead retractor used to retract the eye, nasal speculum which is used to open the eye. Similarly, audiometry audiometry device which is used by audiometry technicians to know the deafness, that is bone deafness or sensory neural deafness. Physical equipment of the hospitals is also classified as equipment which is required the physical space, like hospital lift, hospital refrigerator and air conditioner, hospital boilers, different types of pump used in hospital, hospital generators, hospital central oxygen and gas supply. So this is very important whenever you plan the hospital equipment. The hospital furnitures and appliances may be different type of hospital bed. The hospital bed may be simple, or it may be water bed which is required for the patient who are bedridden to prevent the occurrence of bed sores. Similarly, the hospital bed may have the side support, which is very important in the pediatric age group because it do not allow the patient to fall from the bed. Similarly, if you are planning to keep the patient admitted for psychiatric illness, there should be provision to tie the patient with the beds when the patient becomes very irritable, uncontrolled and agitative. Then different types of trolleys required in the hospital may be dressing trolley, then the trolley required for catheterization, trolley required to perform minor procedure like tracheostomy, trolley required for doing the bedside procedure like bladder wash, incision and drainage, cleaning of the wound, dressing of the wound. Then it may be different type of trolleys used by the pantry for distribution of the food and food items. Then different type of utensils used in the patient care, like it may be the large spatula, large container, patient plate, patient jug, patient glasses, spoon, etc. Then general purpose of hospital furniture and appliances may be the appliances which is used for the office use, which may be the office chair, office telephone set. There should be facility for intercom for the easy connection between one ward and other ward, one department and other department. Hospital computer is also very important to do the e-recording of the patient, particularly when giving the discharge summary, when giving the hospital bill, when giving the patient transfer letter from one hospital to another. Then hospital electronic exchange equipment is also very important, especially the instruments which is used to make announcement in the hospital. Mostly you will see this type of instrument being used near OT, near labor ward, pediatric ward to call the relative. Then different type of crockery and cutlery item used in the hospital. The diagnostic and therapeutic hospital appliances include the equipment used for general use, then the surgical instrument, BP apparatus, suction machine, chemical gas analyzer, equipment for clinical laboratory to perform the test like CBC, ESR, fasting blood sugar, random blood sugar, complete liver function test, complete renal function test, etc. Different types of pipette tubes which are used to carry out these tests, which may be disposable or reusable. Disposable type of glassware usually preferred in the hospital services, mainly for the infectious patient such as HIV and AIDS, STD patient, patients suffering from tuberculosis, so that chance of spread of the infection to the healthy individual or chance of spread of infection to another patient, that is known as hospital acquired infection, can be reduced. Planning of the hospital for office equipment requires proper intercom, proper typewriters, use of calculators, use of hospital ledgers and cash register, hospital computerization for e-recording, hospital furnitures, hospital circulation. The word hospital circulation means how the patient move from one section to another within the hospital and how the patient approach from outside into the hospital is very important. Hospital circulation also is an important pillar in hospital planning, because the utility of the success of the hospital plans depends on large extent on the circulation route within the hospital building. To ensure the placements of departments and equipment in proper relationship, a flow chart depicting the movement of the patient should be developed for predicting the movement between the departments within the hospital. For example, a hospital administrator should know where he will place his CSSD, Central Sterile Supply Department, within the hospital. If he is developing a hospital, and hospital is in the planning stage. As we know, CSSD is Central Sterile Supply Department. So maximum load of contaminated hospital equipment, hospital laundry and linen material, infected specimen from the operated patient will come from operation theater. So CSSD is well located when it is very near to main operation theater. Few operation theater in the hospitals which requires high degree of sterilization and prevent hospital acquired infection or wound contaminations are orthopedic OT. Orthopedic operation theater require complete asepsis precaution, and it is assumed that this type of OT usually has large amount of used hospital equipment as well as hospital linen material which has to be clean and sterilized. So if CSSD is located very close to the orthopedic OPD, the problem of movement or problem of shifting the contaminated material from OT to a CSSD will be less. And in this way, the circulation within the hospital premise will be less. Similarly, it is seen that most of the lab investigation like blood test, sputum analysis, urine analysis, blood biochemistry is usually done in the OPD basis. Therefore, if the hospital lab is very much similar, is very much in close vicinity with the main hospital building, then the circulation of the patient in the OPD building will be less, and patient will able to reach its destination like place where to do investigation such as blood test, x-ray, dressing, vaccination, etc. will be less, and therefore in this way the overcrowding of the OPD will be less. Now, circulation in the hospital is of two types: circulation within the hospital, which is known as internal circulation, you see, and second is external circulation, that is the way by which the patient reaches the hospital from outside. The internal circulations are mainly aimed at linking the different clinical department used by the patients and the staff so that there is unnecessary delay in the movement of the patient from one department to the another can be reduced. For example, near the cardiology department, usually cath lab is located. So if doctors like cardiologists want to do some invasive procedure, they can easily shift the patient from cardiology ward to cath lab. And therefore, the movement of the patient in the hospital will be less. Similarly, in the suppose an orthopedic want to do or assess the post-operative functional correction in the patient and want to be assessed by physiotherapy or want to be assessed by physiotherapist to know the strength of the muscle, to know the degree of the mobility of the joint, then he can easily refer the patient to orthopedic department, mainly the physiotherapy if it is located nearby. So if the hospital is planned in such a way that orthopedic ward and physiotherapy department are planned and adjusted to lie side by side, there will be less movement of the patient from one ward to another. Then it also reduces the supply and stores of the movement, and therefore there will be less movement, less noise, less amount of miscommunication within the hospital building. For example, if you want to transfer laundry and linen material from main central store to ICCU, then if the hospital buildings are planned in such a way that there is proper lift system to transfer it, then the movement of the supplies and the medical stores or day-to-day item in the hospital will be less. The entrance door to departments should be approached with paused space which serves as transition between public and private domain. So you must have seen that when you move inside the ward main entrance gate is such a way that when you just apply pressure on this, it get open. You have to not touch the door of the patient. And second thing is that the ward door or especially OT door open both ways. So with aseptic precaution, without touching the door, your hands are very much sterile, does not get contaminated, and the movement which allow the patient and the doctors to enter into operation theater or the ward does not allow the possibility of hospital acquired infection because of the no touch technique. Different steps involved to create better and smooth movement in the hospital is the location of the hospital staircase with broad steps, side railing. Then there should be provision of hospital lift for the vertical transport of the patient, particularly in cities like Mumbai where the hospital cannot spread horizontally and there is always vertical spread of the hospital, which also fulfill the smooth circulation of the patient within the hospital. The point to be remembered considering the internal circulation is that internal traffic should be orderly and there should not be undue crossing of the patient. Means when the patient enters into the hospital, they should look at the general hospital plan, the way the buildings are oriented, the departments are arranged, and this should be very much made evident at the hospital entrance so that such type of patients do not get crossed with the movements which are required for the non-patient, that is patient relatives, visitors, etc. For example, if you want to transfer the patient from major operation theater like neurosurgery to the neurosurgery ward or to the surgical intensive care unit, the patient should be transferred in such a way that their contact with the patient's relative or visitors should not occur and there is always proper and smooth flow of the patient without the risk of contamination. And this is only possible when hospital is planned in a proper way. So planning for the efficient circulation therefore should be considered as a central recognizable main communication artery serving the whole complex. So when you look from the top, the hospital circulation is like a main arterial channel with different circulation arising from it as a collaterals, and there should not be any undue crossing of one circulating area with the another. The entrance door to department should be approached with paused space, hard level vertified surfaces are essential for steps and stairs, and handrail must not be made of slippery material. This is because when you are shifting or moving in the hospital, you are in the acute anxiety state. You are in deep pain. You are in deep sadness, or you may be very much concerned about the patient health. In this condition, there may be some amount of attention deficit, and without looking at the at the steps, you may move fast, leading to the fall or leading to some non-anticipated untoward event. That is why whenever you are moving on the stairs should be rough, so that walking on the steps should be in such a way that it creates a firm grip. When you are walking with support on the handrails, it should be made in such a way that the contact with the hand and the handrails should not slip, and it is only possible when it is made of non-slippery material. External circulation. External circulation means the way by which the patients from different regions reach or approach the hospital. So external circulation means the external environment located outside the hospital, so that you can easily locate the hospital and enter the hospital from the main hospital gate. Most of you must have observed that the hospitals usually have 2-3 gates. The gate which is most highlighted is the casualty gate, usually marked with plus sign of the hospital, and that too with the red neon light, so that it becomes evident and also become visible at a distance. Usually the casualty department works round the clock, and therefore the gate should be such a way planned that it should allow at a time both the entry as well as going out of two hospital ambulance at a time. Now one should also remember that not all the hospitals are equipped with the ambulance facilities. Few hospitals like small nursing home, the patient may reach the hospital on their own vehicle. Therefore the broad gates of the hospital allow both the entrance and the exit of patient personal vehicles at a time.